Canada's agriculture minister says he remains committed to diversifying and expanding the market for Canadian agriculture and agri-food products as his government works to reach its target of $75 billion in agricultural exports by 2025. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The federal agriculture minister has concluded his agricultural outreach mission to Argentina and Chile, during which he attended the G20 agricultural ministers meeting in Buenos Aires. Lawrence McAuley told reporters participating in a conference call yesterday his government is committed to grow and diversify trade by opening new doors in new markets, including in South America, while striving to reduce Canada's dependence on trade with the United States.
The U.S. is our biggest trading partner and best friends, and we will be always doing a lot of business with them. But we want to do more business in Chile, and we want to do more business in Argentina. And also we want to work with them on science and on the world stage. But we always wanted to diversify our trade. We were very dependent on the U.S., which we always indicate, and it's quite true. We all have family members. We're closely connected in every possible way, and they're great friends and all that, but we want to make sure that we diversify our trade, and it's missions like this that help do that. We sat down with retailers here, example, to find out just how we could promote more Canadian agriculture and agri-food products. What we need to know in areas like this, just what problems exist that we can rectify so we can have the Canadian products in Argentina and Chile and around the world. And that's what I am doing, and hopefully with a substantial amount of success, because as you know, the target is $75 billion, and we fully will intend to meet that figure.
McAuley says the efforts are paying off, noting last year Canada's agriculture and seafood exports hit a new all-time record. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.